here is the anatomy of one form of lie. Let's imagine you and your partner have gone to a party, and at the party there was somebody there who was very attractive. You kept looking at them. Eventually, you made an excuse to go over and have a brief chat with them. And then you both go home. When you get home, your partner says, "Were you attracted to that person?" Now, this is what happens. You have no idea, but this is what happens. At the speed of light, faster than you can possibly imagine, your mind draws up a strategy committee. They all get together and say, "Now, what are we going to do?" One of the people says, "Well, you know, they were attractive. Yes, but they didn't actually do anything, did they? They just went over and had a brief word. That's right. But they were attractive, weren't they? Yes. But what if they say they're attractive? What the partner's going to do? Trouble. Now, you know how touchy the partner is. And not only that, they could say, 'Get out. And we don't have a house. It's their car. The bank account's in both names. We're in serious trouble. So what are we going to do?' Well, you know, it wasn't really attraction and didn't actually do anything about it. It was just there. I think it's fine to say no. What do you think? Everybody put your hand up if it's fine to say no." Of course, everybody puts their hand up. All of the speed of light, out comes the words, "Oh no, no, not attracted." My observation is, on some level, everybody's lying, practically all of the time. That they lie to somebody else is one thing. But when you lie to yourself, you're really lost. You lie to yourself because the truth is not convenient. When trying to help somebody to see that they're lying, it goes a bit like this. Imagine a person says to you, "How do I get to such and such city?" And you say to them, "Where are you starting from?" And they lie to you. They don't tell you where they're starting from. They give you another city. So how can you help them? If they're lying at the very basic level, nothing can be done. And most people are, because often, even although the truth does set you free, it's often very inconvenient. Things change, and human beings hate change. They want everything to be exactly the way it is and feel wonderful. So we lie. We lie to ourselves about what's really going on in there. You could try this. Sit down somewhere quiet on your own, and after a while imagine, where would you really like to be living? What would you really like to be doing? Who would you really like to be living and associating with? Really. No practical considerations, not "I can't do it because," but anything is possible. Take a look at the scenario. Is it anything like the situation you're living? But it could be, you know. Anything's possible if you're unconditional. But as soon as you bring in conditions, it's like handicapping yourself. You want to run a marathon, but you take on weights. This handicap, this condition, that condition. And you load yourself down with the condition. You take a quick look at what's possible, and all looks impossible. It's only impossible because of your conditions. Anything is possible. Anything. Just look at the really successful people, self-made people. read or watch or hear their biographies. They were total. They went for what they wanted, sometimes ruthlessly, but lots of people not. They got clear what they wanted, and then they were total. Happens often in the arts, often, although financiers as well. But in the arts, often, people say to them, oh, you won't make money at that. You can't make money at being a photographer or a dancer or an actor or a singer or a musician. So be practical. But if you find somebody that is total and doing exactly what they want in the way they want to be doing it, you're looking at a different type of human being, fulfilled. So as I say, you could take a look. And even if you're not going to change anything, take a look. Get things straight in there. What is your reality? Often the question comes up, do people always know their reality? I would say, absolutely. Always. Everybody always knows. It's the way things are. And then comes up, but I'm confused. Now, where's the confusion? Track it down. It's in the mind. And the mind is always confused because it goes in opposites, this and that, there and here, up and down, in and out. But there's something else. There's a sense, and it doesn't come from the mind. It doesn't actually come from the heart. It comes from the solar plexus. There's something there that does know. And we all know. All the time. How come we don't see it clearly? Because of these conditions. If I was to do that, then. If I was to leave my job as a secure teacher, I wouldn't have a pension. If I was to, I wouldn't be able to. It's these ifs. And then they're in the way of us being who we truly are, at our maximum creative potential. As I say, the people that go for it can unconditionally and totally, they reach a new space in themselves. Whether they are what is known as successful or not, doesn't make any difference. Their success is on the inside, in their fulfillment. So, the answer, yes. You always know if you look unconditionally, you always know what is your maximum potential. And if you look that clearly, you don't make a decision. The decision makes you. It's so obvious. It's so clear. Thing is, if you do that and you see it and you know what's appropriate and you don't do it, you feel guilty. And you don't want to take responsibility for the way your life is at the moment. We have been programmed to blame on the outside for everything that doesn't feel good on the inside. I don't have money because. I haven't found the appropriate partner because. But there isn't a because, you know. You are the because. Is because you're not living your life spontaneously, honestly. You're basing your life instead to be safe, secure, and have it as predictable as possible. Life is not like that. Life is instant. Life is here. Life is now. Life is not knowing. It's an adventure. If you will let it be. Isn't this fascinating? How unique each one of us is. The faces. How can it be? How can it be that we have 7 billion people on the planet and every face is different? And every fingerprint is different. Isn't that amazing? Every snowdrop is different. The differences are staggering. Mind-blowing. And yet, when it comes to human behavior, oh, the patterns we're in. In the groups, in the sessions the same question over and over and over. Generic. We're robots. We keep coming up with the same thing. Lots about relationship. Lots. And about finance. And about sex. But practically the same question from everybody. Of course, the answer for each person is different, because each person is different. But the results are roughly the same. If you look around the world, we're not really changing. A few here and there. In fact, in some ways, we're getting worse. And a few getting better. But it's still a few. You look at your life, sit down and be honest about your life, and you'll keep seeing. You keep doing the same thing, in the same way, with the same sorts of people. And sometimes you get a shift, and there's a change. Say you've done a Satori group, or you've done a very powerful group. But after a while, there you are, doing, saying, thinking the same things in the same way. Now, if that worked, and you were delightfully happy, well, wonderful. But it isn't working, is it? If you look, you keep finding your mind is in conflict with itself, let alone the outside. It's in conflict with itself and the outside, always chuntering on about something. So that clouds everything in your life. And if you want it clear, the clouds need to be dispersed. So what would the main ingredient be for clearing the clouds? Honesty. It's like a laser. Honesty. And start with yourself.